Right, from JMI Wealth, speaking of the economy, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Yeah, very good morning, Mike.
So this Walmart result, is that a bellwether? Is that an insight into what's going on in the American economy?
Oh, I think it is, because it is such a large company. This sort of, you know, it is so representative, I think, of what's happening in retail over in the US. And I suspect that sort of probably flows over into other countries as well. So the US market's just looking a little bit softer this morning. Dow Jones is down about 0.5%. The Nasdaq's down about 1.8%. So this is really a function of this pendulum. And we've sort of been talking about this. So you've got US second quarter reporting season is continuing. I think this pendulum, as I described, is sort of measuring sort of bullish, bearish sentiment. So it swings one way, you've not got enough growth, you've got too much inflation, or it swings the other way and you're saying earnings holding up better than expected. And I think we're going to see this pendulum sort of shift and sentiment shift on a daily basis until these themes become clearer over the next couple of weeks. Now, after we spoke yesterday, US giant retail Walmart put out a revised profit outlook. Now, they didn't actually issue their earnings report. That's not till August. But they certainly gave their profit outlook a big haircut, and it's the second one. You may recall, Mike, a couple of weeks ago, we spoke about high inventory levels at US retailers. And my contention was that this factor potentially reduces some of the current inflationary pressures because these guys are going to have to start discounting. Now, Walmart said operating income will fall 13 to 14% for the quarter, 11 to 12% for the full year. And they cited the need to lower prices to clear out overextended inventories. And they've also got this fairly unpleasant combination of rising costs in the background to add to those current stockpiles of merchandise. So, you're seeing this feared impact of the combination of sort of slowing growth, high food, high fuel prices, and that's crowding out other spending, and it's hitting company earnings and margins. So a lot of these big retailers, they were spooked by those supply chain issues, so they overordered. And the funny thing is, they're saying store sales will go up a bit because they're selling more food, but that's real low margin stuff, and that's where the inflation's being hit. So Walmart share price has been smacked a little bit overnight. You're seeing it in Target, Costco, to a lesser degree in Amazon as well. So Amazon down about 4.5% overnight. But look, the S&P 500 is still up around 4% so far this month as we approach the end of July, so it should hang in there.
Right. Now, what about this Wheeler report?
Yeah, so look, this is interesting, isn't it? What are the facts behind this? The facts behind this is the New Zealand Initiative released a research report, and it was titled How Central Bank Mistakes After 2019 Led to Inflation. The authors wasn't only Graham Wheeler. Bryce Wilkinson was also a co-author there. And the reporter is quite critical of the central bank response and management of monetary policy over the last 2 years. It's quite accessible, though. It's 12 to 13 pages, but it really didn't pull any punches, did it? And as you said, Graham Wheeler was RBA governor from 2012 to 2017. And my impression through that whole time, he was less public than Adrian Orr. He was sort of quiet and unassuming. But criticism from a former Reserve Bank governor is quite close to home, and you can only assume they will have been keenly felt within the walls of Te Putia Matia on the terrace there in Wellington. So they highlighted a number of areas that they said, they said the central banks were overconfident in their inflation target, overconfident in the models. They were excessively optimistic they could fine-tune economic activity. But I think what's been most keenly felt was they said they took their eye off their core responsibilities. When there was a concluding comment that said, trite responses about having no regrets, would not do anything differently, there is no alternative, are irresponsible, and further damage the central bank's credibility. And then, of course, the governor releases a statement yesterday, which I think is a little bit unusual, maybe not unexpected, but he basically pointed out and said that he didn't think that issues related to climate change, Te Ao Māori, and financial inclusion did not distract the Monetary Policy Committee. Can I just make one final point, though, Mike? Mm-hmm. What's being a little bit lost here is that if you think there was a mistake on monetary policy, I think actually the real issue here, it was the combination of monetary policy and fiscal policy.
Correct.
And it almost acted like a multiplier effect with the two of them in concert. So it's not only monetary policy.
Talk about that with Chris Lexon after 7 o'clock. What are the numbers?
Dow Jones down 193 points, 31796. S&P 500 down 35 points, 3931. And the Nasdaq down 222 points, 11,560. FTSE 100 barely changed, 7306. The Nikkei down 44, 27655. the Shanghai Composite 3277. The ASX 200 gained 17 points yesterday, about 0.25%, 6807. The NZX 50 lost 32 points, 11,166. Kiwi dollar against the US, 0.6235. Against the Aussie, it has dipped under 90 cents, 0.8983. 0.6156 against the euro, 0.5179 pounds, 85.2 a yen. Gold, $1,718.77. Brent crude, $104.99.